comparison to the plight of Jewish people forcibly labeled by Nazis during the Holocaust. And I quote, "Then came COVID-19, and the unvaxxed is now the new unclean," unquote. Moore terminated his candidacy on January 24th after the Daily Gazette, which had researched his social media activity, forwarded 52 of his offensive posts to the city's Republican committee. Schenectady GOP Chairman Matt Nelligan swiftly condemned Moore's posting. Moore declined to explain his...
All Hit Radio.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and Moore, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes Legovelt on the next Deep Threes when he remixes music made on a rainy weekend. Cinema Purdue visits a busy train station. And Mark Peters relaunches a project on a larger scale. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength has grown weak. No words left to speak. Silence above all the noise. Burdens light when you're lifting it up. Fears terrified by the sound of your voice. 'Cause you don't grow weak. Your word is peace. I fall to my knees. 'Cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. You hold me together when I'm torn apart. Run way too far.
when my world goes dark. You hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts have run way too far, you're the calm for my anxious heart. You are the light.
Comfort for my anxious heart. I dedicate that to all my brothers and sisters out there who deal with anxiety, have anxiousness about things when things come up or when you have plans and you're getting closer to them and you get anxious. And Lord have mercy when you know that you project that anxiety onto other people and disrupt their calm and disrupt their peace because your calm and your peace is disrupted. Yes, I'm venting right now. That song is for you, beloved. That song is for you. Listen, the word of God in Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Amen. I know what you're dealing with. I know how it goes. Amen. But I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are the comfort for an anxious heart. Amen. That was Brother Jeremy Camp, and this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. How y'all doing? How you doing? Good morning, Brother Randall Martin, our extraordinary audio engineer. How you doing this morning?
I am well. I am well. Good morning to you, and good morning to our Bright Side listeners.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you, Brightside family, and all our visitors for being here with us. We got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. We have a lineup for you this morning. We've got 44 minutes of music, 7 songs back to back, 32 minutes coming your way. We have The Father's Heart by Brother Aaron Appling, Mighty Strong God. Sister Stephanie Summers, Brighter Days, name is Blessing Offer, come on here, Up by Mr. Torrin Wells, Every Blessing by Brother Brian Courtney Wilson, We're Blessed, Brother Fred Hammond, and My Portion by Sister Jacqueline Carr. And after that, I'm coming back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen and be blessed.
As I sing this song, heaven opens wide and angels sing along. Sweet melodies wrapped inside. My Father's heart. Oh, it's in this secret place where heaven kisses earth in such a sweet embrace. Angelic harmonies wrapped inside. My Father's heart. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, wrapped inside, oh, my Father's heart, hey, wrapped inside. Can you hear the sound? Mm-hmm.
as I sing this song, heaven opens wide and angels sing along. Sweet melodies wrapped inside my Father's heart. Oh, it's in this secret place where heaven kisses earth in such a sweet embrace. Angelic harmonies wrapped inside my Father's heart.
Oh, I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. You're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days,
yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain.
To the smart town barber, everybody in a dark place.
Yeah.
Crying tears like a river runs.
No umbrella and you're caught in the rain.
Running low on faith, can I get an amen?
This is for when life is coming at ya. Hands up, here's your anthem. If you're having a hard day, ain't no way you're giving up, 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 up. If you're dealing with heartbreak,
the doomsday news cycle spinning with all the negativity.
Yeah.
Don't forget you can shut it off.
Try to catch your mind when it runs.
Easier said than done. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
This is for when life is coming at you. Hands up. Here's your anthem.
If you're having a hard day, ain't no way you're giving up.
Up.
If you're dealing with heartbreak, ain't no way you're giving up.
You just gotta keep your hands open. Just gotta keep your heart open.
Teach me how to receive every blessing, every blessing. Teach me how to receive every blessing, every blessing. Give me the wisdom to understand how things work together for my good and your plan. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive every blessing.
Teach me how to receive every blessing.
I want to receive
every blessing.
Teach me, God, right now. Give me the patience to abide in your will. Anxious for nothing, your living word will fulfill. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive.
WGXC.org, online all the time. And this is Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. A bright side, a sight side, right here on WGXC with you. And we're listening to Every Blessing, Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson. We got more music after that. Yes, we do. We're blessed. And my portion. After that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Searching my heart so that I can receive the losses in my life, paid for the lessons I had to learn to graduate to new levels with the devils to be defeated. You were standing there with me through
all things
are working together, working together, blessing me to be closer to you, cause you satisfy my soul, God, and that's the blessing.
Tonight. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain, it is not your portion. It is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the problem.
You never knew you'd be broke.
Portion. Every day I believe God. That's my portion. Hi, beloveds. Well, I want to share with you today the thought on scripture for skeptics. Scriptures for skeptics. There is so much going on in our world today. And of course, a couple of weeks ago, we were praying for Damir Hamlin. We were praying for this young man who had been playing football, collapsed on the field, life eked out of his body. They resuscitated him. Hallelujah. He spent some time in the hospital, came out. We watched on national television as the newscasters replayed those moments, how the team members and the coaches got on their knee to pray for him. Hallelujah. How people all through the stands had their heads bowed to pray for him. How, hallelujah, the whole game was for the first time that I'm aware of, canceled in national and professional football, canceled as God called a prayer meeting right there on that field. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. How can we not acknowledge what we saw with our own eyes, a prayer meeting on the football field? Folks that don't go to church, folks that don't pray, folks that don't believe in prayer, saw prayer happening. Well, this week we're praying for a young man and his family. His soul has departed. His body has gone back to the God who sent it. But we are praying for him as they prepare to lay his mortal remains to rest. And his name and his story has become worldwide, become part of the worldwide story of our histories. We're praying for the family of Tyre Nichols and for all who are involved. We're praying for those five Black African diasporic descended men who mercilessly beat upon another human being and caused his death. We are praying, beloved. And, you know, there are so many things that are going on in the world today that are disheartening, disturbing, and rightly so, properly so. They should disturb us. It should cause our hearts to question. Hallelujah. And I know that there are some people, the Holy Ghost knows, God himself knows, that there are skeptics that look at these events, look at these things and question, and question, where is God? And if there is a God, why? And hallelujah. The Lord just had on my heart that I should share with skeptics this morning, beloved. Amen. And you know, biblical skepticism, according to a gentleman, Michael Shermer, theologian, he wrote that religious skepticism is a process for discovering the truth rather than general non-acceptance. Amen. That, you know, in our faith walk, we can be skeptical, we can question, but our questioning is not that we don't accept what has happened, believe, but that we have questions about what is happening and what we're seeing. And the Bible has a long list of religious skeptics, beloved. Amen. Starting with Adam and Eve, when the word of God said the devil beguiled them, the devil influenced them. They were skeptical about, you know, well, is this really what God meant? Is this really what God said, that we can't do this? We have Abraham, Sarai, Moses, David, Elijah, John the Baptist, Saul, who did not believe in the message of Jesus Christ, did not believe that Jesus was Messiah. I've spoken about this very recently. And then became converted, convinced, and convicted, and became an apostle for Jesus Christ, a planter of churches, and the writer of two-thirds of the New Testament sacred text. We have Jesus' own neighbors who did not believe that he was who he said he was. In the book of John in chapter 6, it says, and they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I came down from heaven? And Jesus answered them and said to them, murmur not among yourselves. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We have Thomas, who doubted Jesus's resurrection and had walked with Jesus as a disciple, had seen the miracles that he performed, had heard the teaching as one speaking that had an authority that no one had ever experienced before, breaking down the word of God. And Thomas says, except I see the scars in his hand and put my hand in his side, I'm not going to believe. And what did Jesus do? Jesus answered him. Amen. There is a long list, beloved, hallelujah, of doubters. And yet God doesn't give up on any of them. In James chapter 1, in the word of God, The Bible says, if any lack faith, hallelujah, or wisdom, let them ask. Let them ask, and God will give liberally. See, skepticism doesn't have to be a general non-acceptance. It doesn't have to be that extreme, beloved. God is not intimidated when we're skeptical, but it does require us to be willing to hear God and to listen from God. It does require us, beloved, to even search the scriptures to gain understanding and wisdom and knowledge. And if we lack it, to know by the scriptures, we can ask God for it. Amen. You know, I'm a foodie. You know, I like to eat food. I like to try different foods. There's some foods I don't eat. I don't eat beef. I don't eat chicken, just in case you want to invite me or bless me. I don't eat chicken or beef. But I'm a foodie and I like to eat, and I'll try just about anything, you know. But then there are some people, you know, they're so skeptical that they don't. I don't like the way it look. I don't like the way it smell. I don't like the name of it, and they don't even try to taste to see. But then, you know, there's those opportunities to, and I love doing this, exposing somebody to something new, a new restaurant, a new recipe. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. So I just try it. Just try it. Oh my goodness, this is pretty good, right? Amen. And that's how it is with God. God is like, just try me. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I can get you through these ups and downs and crazy turnarounds. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to forget about you. And I'm always willing to forgive you, beloveds. Hallelujah. As we search the scriptures, we gain perspective, not of this world, but out of heaven, about the things that are happening, the things that are going, and how to make it through. The only way families who have lost their loved ones to senseless violence, murder, oh my goodness, tragic accidents, Lord, the things that people have to face and things we have been spared from, so many of us, thank you, Jesus, have been spared from, but we've gone through our own trials, our own valleys, right? And the way that we get through them with our sanity, the way that we get through them with our peace, the way that we get through them with some joy, the way that we get them through them and continue to live in purpose and the plan of God is with God. We can't do this without God. And God won't do it without us. So, amen. There's some scriptures for the skeptics. Well, that's my word for today, beloved. I'm Pastor Kim. Praise the Lord. Perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. Know too much about him, and I'll never, ever doubt him. And that's my portion. And guess what? When I came to know God this way, I became a new creation. We got more music for you right now, Mr. Mac Powell. And after that, I'll be back with a final comment. Okay. Well, perhaps I'll give my final comment now because I'm not hearing our station at this time. And,
talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. Bible believing, saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I could know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out.
soul, how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of
beloved, that's my jam. I'm a new creation. Oh, yes, I am. Beloved, believe me when I tell you. The BC, Kim, uh-uh. Hallelujah. Before Christ, uh-uh. But thank you, God. In Christ, I am a new creation, being made and renewed day by day. And so are you. Hallelujah. And so are you. Well, listen, I want to say happy birthday to all of our January babies as we wind up this month, and certainly praying for you. If you're going through, we are praying for you. Know that Overcoming Ministries has a phone ministry prayer line every day except Saturdays, and twice a day, 4 days a week, in the morning and in the night. You want that information, hit me up, all right? And also, we're going to be, you know, sharing more about Black History Month. We have a book group that we've been doing. We have a wonderful book, Grandma's Hands, that we're going to be reading and then having discussion on during the month of Black History. Also have a community conversation in the works, looking for a venue, one of the shortcomings or downfalls of not having our own location. But we're powering through that. And when we get our venue straight, we've got some wonderful things to share. Anybody's ever attended any of our community conversation, community workshops or groups knows that it is an experience. It is a blessing to the soul. So we want you to tune in and get more information about that. You know how to hit me up. Overcomer Ministries, 12534 at gmail.com. All right. We're going to be getting out of here, but we want to give you a blessing. The song is titled The Blessing. And be blessed. Be blessed. Remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. It's a sign. The Son of God is the light of the world, and he's still shining. He's still here. He ain't going nowhere. He's here for us. All right. Don't quit at the dip. God loves you. I love you too, but he loves you more and he loves you best. So in that knowledge, rest, beloved, and stay blessed. Till we speak or meet again, blessings on you. The Blessing. Melvin Crispell III, featuring Sister Miranda Curtis.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord.